Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus Calls on Pelosi to Pass U.S. EMCA. By Sean Moran on November 14, 2019. The Bipartisan House Problem Solvers Caucus called for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to hold a timely vote on the United States-Mexico-Canada, U.S. EMCA, trade agreement. The Problem Solvers Caucus, which represents 48 House Republicans and Democrats, called on House Speaker Pelosi to pass the U.S. EMCA trade agreement. The caucus, which is co-chaired by Reps. Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, and Tom Reed, RNY, noted that the U.S. EMCA could bring about significant economic growth in the United States. The caucus said in a statement Thursday, "For the good of the American people, and a strong economy, the Problem Solvers Caucus believes both sides of the aisle should find a way to unite together behind passage of U.S. EMCA. We applaud the bipartisan efforts of both Speaker Nancy Pelosi and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer on this important agreement that has the potential to bring NAFTA into the modern era, with added predictability and certainty for business growth. We are proud of the work by labor groups, American workers, the business community, and farmers who continue to be a part of the process in this matter. Given the impact on our economy, we request a timely vote on U.S. EMCA." The Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus follows as House Speaker Pelosi said that Democrats have moved closer towards passing the U.S. EMCA in Congress's lower chamber. Speaking to reporters, Pelosi said, "We are moving positively toward a deal. I do believe that if we can get this to the place it needs to be, which is imminent, this can be a template for future trade agreements. A good template," she added. Many Republicans, including White House Policy Director Joe Grogan, have noted that Pelosi and House Democrats have become too distracted by impeachment to focus on more important issues such as health care and passing the U.S. EMCA. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.